Hi, this is Tom Williams, and here is my review of The Seahorse by Edward J. Moore at a Red Orchid Theater in Chicago. Theater finds quirky, obscure plays that necessitate strong actors and deft direction. Their latest gem, The Seahorse, is a broady, battling, intoxicating two-hander. With a realistic set designed by Grant Sabin, The Seahorse depicts a raunchy seaman's bar in Southern California. The Seahorse is where hard-drinking, hard-fighting merchant sailors come to quench their thirst. The only thing lacking with this terrific set is the smell of stale beer. I'm sure that after a few more performances and all of the fighting that goes on, I'm sure that the set will have a smell of stale beer. Harry Bales, played by Guy Van Swearingen, returns from 2 months aboard ship to the Seahorse. He lives with the tough, large-sized proprietor, Gertrude Blum, played by Kristen Fitzgerald, with whom he loves and fears at the same time. From the opening scene when Harry pounds on the door at 2:30 a.m. in a rainstorm and Gertrude ignores him as she's cleaning up the bar, we know that this isn't a gentle romantic play. Eventually, Gertrude opens the door, letting a soaked Harry enter, and the verbal duet begins. These two wounded, emotionally scarred characters have a love-hate relationship filled with passion and sexually charged moments. The guarded Gertrude loves the good guy Harry as the sexual and life-fulfilling friend only, but not as a lifetime lover. She listens to Harry's latest scheme, offering advice and caution. Harry has a special present for Gertrude, a wedding dress. This sends Gertrude into an emotionally bitter frenzy. She belittles and threatens Harry often, resulting in physical combat that has the two punching, wrestling, rolling on the ground, hitting each other with the baseball bat. Many of these fights end up with hugs and kisses. These two crude blue-collar types, sex, booze, and physicality are a way of life. Fighting is just another form of communication and foreplay. Kristen Fitzgerald is terrific as she goes from stern, gentle, motherly type to mean, tough barmaid to tortured soul, terrified of love, yet still vulnerable to it. Fitzgerald is one of those confident actors willing to reach whatever level is needed to accurately portray her character. Guy Van Swearingen, another gutsy actor, specializes in playing flawed, weird characters. He plays Harry with a combination of raw, salty, hard-drinking macho, and as a simple guy lost in his present dream for a better life and hopelessly determined to win Gertrude's love. Harry has an epiphany that sees him buying a boat and taking Gertrude away from the hard life running the seedy tavern. His marriage proposal garners laughter from Gertrude, and sparks start to fly. Gertrude's abusive marriage left her untrusting of men. These two are so emotionally scarred and jaded that intimacy filled with optimism is foreign and uncomfortable to them. They use humor, anger, and physicality together with alcohol to cope with their trepidations. Kudos to fight director David Woolley for the scary fight scenes that make Gertrude a fearsome figure. Fitzgerald and Van Swearingen are so powerful and accurate in conveying their pathos, desires, and their lust that the show unfolds as a very strong character study. The Seahorse contains raw humor, violence, and sexuality in a sordid look at how two damaged people struggle in an attempt to have love overcome their fears. Seahorse is a tour de force for Kristen Fitzgerald and Guy Van Swearingen. You'll be hard-pressed to witness finer theatrical craftsmanship than these two display here. You'll also not find two actors who are willing to lay it all out on the line. They end up bruised and physically beaten by the end of the play. This is a marvelous piece of theater, so I recommend it. The Seahorse is playing, and the show times are Thursday through Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 7, running time 100 minutes with intermission. The phone number for more information is 312-943-8722. That's 312-943-8722. This is a recommended show that I think you'll enjoy.